Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 24. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with Justin Smith and Colm Sheridan. And Colm, are you there? Are you happy? And are you raring to go?
I'm raring to go. I am happy-ish. And yeah, and that's about it, Justin. I've nothing else to say on that matter, really. I was a naughty boy today. I skipped college.
You'll be getting another absent mark. Well, college will be talked about in a moment, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But anyway, you have an announcement about Twitter is ruined.
Yeah, I put in the show notes that the announcement, Twitter is ruined. I said a while back that on my iPad for years I'd been using Tweetbot. And then one day Musk decided, oh yeah, we're just going to remove the, what do they call them, the keys or the licenses for loads of third-party applications. So it was like, yeah, you might have paid us for this service, but tough, you can't use it anymore. Thanks very much for your service over the years. This no longer works.
Wow.
Great. So at the time, it wasn't that much of a problem because it just meant I could log on to the PC and I could use TweetDeck, which was running on Chrome, and it would allow me to have my profile and the Last Save Loaded profile both signed in at the same time.
Very handy.
In different columns, and you could copy everything across nice and easy.
Oh, that's very handy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to be the case much longer, because there was a tweet put out saying, we're going to lock TweetDeck behind Twitter Blue, so you've got to pay for the actual ability to use it, and we're going to relaunch it anyway. And so I was like, oh no.
Wow.
Initially, I woke up in the morning on this given day, whatever it was. I was looking on Twitter and someone was going, oh, I guess I've got 30 days before I leave this stupid website. I was thinking, why? What's significant about 30 days? If you want to go, just go.
Yeah.
And then I saw the post and it was like, came on to the PC, logged on, and sure enough, it immediately went, sign into your account, and then let's take you through a tour of how it looks now. And, oh, it's just horrible. I do not like it.
Okay.
And the end result is I've basically taken to signing into Last Save Loaded Twitter on one internet browser on my PC.
Yes.
And the other is into my account.
Yeah.
So, yes, Twitter is very ruined. First of all, there was the message going, we're going to limit you to view 600 tweets a day.
Yes.
And everyone was going, oh, the world's burning, let's all leave. And I was thinking, well, it's not really that bad. I never saw the kill screen that people were saying, oh, your tweets, you've run out of tweet notice and all this. I never saw that. And then by the time I started exploring a bit further, he'd already come back and said, oh, we've upgraded it to 1,000 tweets now, and then a bit more. And at this point, I started looking into what the issue was, and it seems that in about 2018, Twitter signed a 5-year, should we say, lease of a website address or something like that.
Yeah.
And that has just come up. And they didn't really do anything about preventative measures.
Yes.
So they were suddenly very reactionary and trying to keep it afloat whilst migrating to a new server or something like that.
Yes. They're given a specific IP address that they can use over a certain period of time. Like, Apple and all them would have their own specific IP address, whereas everybody else that logs into the internet, the IP addresses are recycled.
Yeah, just floating ones, aren't they?
Yeah, so because the main reason for that is because they don't, there's too many people on the internet. Like when IP version 4 came out, it was like 40 million addresses it was allowed, and they go, ah, that's plenty. But now China's on IP version 6, which gives you a lot more IP addresses. So hence, that's why every time you log in, you check your IP address, it will be different every time you log in.
And that's why right now my Google document page is docs.google.com/spreadsheets/d/1EJSTYWRJR-STJ. Yeah. Yeah. It's like 60 characters that have all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
Have you been learning about this sort of stuff in college then, have you?
Yeah, we did a bit of networking and we did a bit of that IP addresses and so forth and operating systems as well. So, yeah.
Ah, you know, you're learning some important stuff there. I'm impressed.
You know, you probably don't know, but anyway, you know the Microsoft points they give you?
So basically, they give you your Xbox points.
And if you log in to Bing every day and you do 60 searches or 30 searches a day, you get points for that.
You get points and then you can potentially get a month of Game Pass free.
Basically. So what I did was I created a batch file, which basically it's like a line of code and you just double click on the batch file and just goes through the 30 searches like 2 seconds. So now I use that every morning.
You do that on your phone, don't even have to turn the Xbox on.
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I have to do the one on my phone manually because there's one for your phone and there's a number of searches on your PC. So, yeah, I'm still looking into getting a script for my phone.
I go around to Ruth's and I'll sit there and like put the Xbox controller in her hand and I'll be like, you play for a bit. And it'll pop up going, you have a daily quest to hand in. And I say, oh, are you going to stop playing and hand that in? No. Well, are you going to make sure you hand it in before you go to bed? Yeah, and do all the searches.
Yeah, so if she wants the bat file, I can send it to her.
Well, she doesn't really use a PC. Oh, I suppose she doesn't work. Oh, yeah. I don't know if she'd really want to have that on.
No, she wouldn't. No, she might get sacked.
Yeah.
Thanks, Collie.
So Twitter was doom and gloom. Everyone was deserting. And then out of nowhere comes Threads.
Yes, Threads. Now, Threads. I knew I just would have a laugh and be trying to pronounce that word, Threads. But it's only available in England at the moment because of some EU complications or something.
It's not available in the EU because, long story short, it's illegal. It breaches a lot of data protection, GDPR stuff.
All right. Okay,
with all the permissions it wants to give out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the average person, because it's run by Facebook, so the average person who goes on Facebook just clicks accept, doesn't even begin to read the small print where it says, we want to monitor your shopping actions and your credit card details and your phone book and have your microphone switched on at all times. And they just go, I've just accept all, you know, any website I go to. And it gives me that little pop-up that says, accept all or, initially, I just close the page. I'm like, if you're going to tell me you want cookies, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
So I will sit for 15 minutes and scroll and scroll and scroll and untick everything that's gone legitimate interest. No, it's not legitimate interest. It's an interest of yours to get my data. Yeah. No. And I'll stay there for ages. And some of these ones, they have this, like, you know, it's almost like a hidden second page. And you'll go there and there'll be just thousands to untick. So I look at this and I'm like, how can you possibly need that many referrals to other sites? So, I'm not using it. And, so Threads came along and some people were going, I'm on Threads. I'm waiting for an app for Threads. At the same time, people are talking about Blue Sky as another alternative. But Threads seems to be the one where everyone is currently going, because, of course, you know, 4 months ago, everyone was on about Mastodon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then it turns out that Threads has been run by many people that were infamously sacked from Twitter not too long ago. And now Musk is trying to sue Zuckerberg, or at least, you know, Meta Group. Oh, yeah, it's X.com or something like Group X or something, because of, like, SpaceX and everything. So the group that owns Facebook, owns Twitter, is trying to sue the group that owns Threads for basically stealing their product and trade secrets and all this. And it's like, well, you can't really claim they've stolen your trade secrets when you sacked those members of staff. They could easily go and recreate the entire device themselves.
Exactly. So,
If it wasn't
for them staffs, then Twitter wouldn't exist in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So some people have already, you know, kind of quit Threads, going, there's nothing there, and then gone, oh, turns out you can't delete your Threads account without permanently deleting your Instagram account.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear.
And it actually says that. It's like, you have to terminate your Instagram account.
Oh,
I don't
dear.
Have an Instagram account. I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't take
have
pictures of my food and send them to everyone.
No. That's another thing that turned me off Facebook, you know. I may have told this story before, but I was in the canteen many years ago, say about 10 now, or at least more than 10, actually. And Sandra's friend came in and says, oh, I don't like your profile on Facebook. And I went, what? Your Facebook profile, I don't like it. And I'm going, okay, that's fine. Delete the feckin' Facebook. Oh, the amount of people young people over the years going, oh, yeah, and on his profile, he says he's single. He's supposed to be going out with me, and I'm going, who gives a fuck to myself? Excuse the language.
I never really found, like, South Park particularly funny, but they did do a great episode on Facebook when it was at the height of popularity, and it was like one kid that refuses to get a profile, so his friends make one for him. And then later on, his dad's like, your grandmother's poked you. Why haven't you poked her back? And he's like, what? I don't even have an account. Yes, you do. She's friended you. You haven't sent her a friend request. She's devastated. You know, that was one of the reasons that Twitter appealed to me. If I don't want to be, like, have anything to do with someone, I can not have anything to do with someone, and I don't have
exactly,
to feel bad
yeah.
about it. Whereas in Facebook, you get everyone going, oh, there's drama. They've stopped being friends.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi, we're here to talk about various things, such as, Colin, Twitter. What have you been up to? I said college might come up again. So what's going on at college?
So I'm hoping to get some work experience. We've put the wheels in motion now for me to look and hopefully get a teacher's assistant as part of my work experience in September.
Just to clarify, when you say to get a teacher's assistant, you mean you're looking to get a lecture assistant role? He says, reading.
Yes, a lecture.
Lecture. As opposed to you're after getting a teaching assistant to work with you like a special person.
Yeah. I am a special person, but I am just looking to get some work experience in a role as a teacher's assistant, which basically means I'll be the skivvy and I'll do whatever they require me to do, which probably will be admin work, which I have no problem doing, so that should be a breeze.
Oh, it'll be cleaning the whiteboard.
Yeah, initially they thought I wouldn't be able to get one within the college because the tutor would have, you know, been a bit biased towards me, but it's not the case. I can get someone else. I can assist some other lecturer who's not teaching me. So, yeah. So, that's good. And, yeah, we've got an extension until next March, which will be 1 month shy of 3 years on a two-year course. So, 3 out of 2 isn't bad, Justin, in this case.
it's always going to come back for you, isn't it?
It is. So, yes. So, I shall be still here until March of 2025.
Wow.
as a, well, I'll hopefully be still on the air and still recording with you. Who knows?
Well, that'll be 10 years for you, because we're on 10 years for me.
Yes, yes, that will be. Well, I'm 10 years. I know you 10 years now coming up this September, because that was
when we first did the time.
Year of Shame 2. So, yes. So, time does fly, Justin. You were only a wee lad then of 34 and I was 45. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, no, I was 46, actually. But anyway. So, Justin, what you've got a long list there. So, let's kick it off with what have you been up to, Justin?
Well, you know, I've been saying that I've been working on the loftboarding in this house for a few weeks.
Quite some time.
Yeah, well... Ruth and I, on Saturday, we spent a few hours in the afternoon up in the loft, fitting the remaining boards that we had. So I now have boarding going right the way across one side of the loft.
Nice.
Yeah. Obviously chose the hottest day in recent weeks to do it.
Of course you did.
Originally, it was supposed to be like really rainy, and then the weather decided on the morning, nah, it's not going to rain at all today, it's just going to be hot. So... Well, bearing in mind, it's just the two of us. We're up there, and I kind of go, won't be long. Oh, I'm wearing a white shirt. I'll have to take my shirt off because, you know, I don't want to get soot and dust and whatever all over it. I appreciate there shouldn't really be soot in an attic, but...
You know, oh, yeah, I appreciate that too. Just
the chimney has been live in the house, you know, so there is... Yeah. There's definitely a lot of very old dust dats there.
Yes, know? Yes. It's basically dusty when you go up to the attic. Any attic is dusty and dirty, so you're going to get dirty, so yes.
So it didn't take too long for me to get, you know, dirty knees and stains on my arms.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, Colm, I was dripping so much across my torso, it was like somebody had taken a shower head and was just holding it over me. I turned my loft into a sauna for the day.
Wow.
So at one point, Ruth's like, yeah, you should probably take a break, go downstairs. So I climb down the ladder. It's like, oh my God, it's like an icebox down here.
Well, in fairness, Justin, your house is grotto cool, so maybe all the heat's gone up into the attic.
But then the first set of boards, we started screwing down, and then I went, yeah, we haven't actually put the insulation back down under these boards, have we? So we had to pull them all back up again.
Oh, no.
But it was all good. So, yeah, that's all been done. And now there's no excuse for me to not go through the cupboard here in the office, find all the empty boxes and start chucking them up in the attic, make some space, and then we can crack on with getting some of Ruth's stuff moved in. We've already had a... empty all her DVDs into one of my wall units, and her old bookshelf has now come across and is being used as a bookshelf.
Nice.
We now have lots of books on our bookshelf.
Excellent.
Yes, excellent indeed. And what else did we do? Yesterday decided that we were going to go to the cinema. We were going to take the youngster to the cinema to watch the new Disney Pixar movie, and I suggested that she might want to take one of her school friends, so via the parents, we invited her best mate, took him to the Golden Arches of a certain Ronald, and you know, other fast food chains are available.
Yes, of course.
But as that's literally across the road to the cinema, at one point the girl kind of went, "Have we got to walk far to the cinema?" I was like, "Right, look out the window. You see that building? It's there." And they're like, "Ah, okay." And yes, I will give you my opinions on Elemental shortly, but
cool.
It was nice to be able to like let her have a friend with her rather than being a full-on play date or anything.
Yeah.
But the particular friend in question, not so long ago, had Ruth's daughter over for a movie evening, and so we thought, what did they call it? Pay it forward. Pay it forward, pay it back? I don't know. We'll share the good times anyway. And work is beginning to stress me out.
Yes, Justin.
We're starting to have they're calling them sprints. But starting sprints. To have, yeah, I don't know why they're calling them sprints, but we're starting to have effectively Teams calls for up to a day at a time on our new operating system that will come in later in the year for work.
A day at a time. Has nobody told the management that, you know, anything over half an hour on a call is totally wasted time due to fact that people don't listen after half an hour?
No, this is the whole process of, yeah, well, you've been using this system for the last 20 years. We want to stop supporting it. So this is how you're going to log all your calls. This is how you're going to do your invoices.
But that is the area of where your stress has been for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
basically
trying to catch up from month end and constantly be taken away for other things, which you're told is priority number one, because we have to get it right. The software has to be not like working when it's brought in. So you have to drop everything and go on these courses.
Has anybody ever told them about Windows and Windows 11 and Windows 10 and Windows 8 and Windows 7 and Windows Vista? None of it's ever perfect on day one. Nothing ever hits the ground running with a software of any kind.
Bring back Windows 3.1.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Command prompt. Yay!
So, yes. Okay. Justin's nice and relaxed now.
Yes, he is.
He's locked off for 2.5 hours ago. So, Colin, what have you been watching?
Watching a bit of variation of a variety of different things. So I'm on season 3 now of The Boys. I'm on episode 7. Really enjoying that. I haven't watched it for the last couple of days, so I need to get back to that at some stage this week and hopefully finish it before my Amazon Prime student 6 months free edition runs out.
It's Prime Day this week, isn't it?
Yeah. I won't be buying anything that I don't already have or have had in the past or anything of that nature. So, no, I won't be logging on to Prime Day. I have bought one or two things on the Steam sale, but that's about it. So, Extraction 2. Now, I've decided after seven years of being with Netflix, I've decided I'm cutting my subscription, and it will be up at the end of the month. And typical, as soon as you just unsubscribe to something, you know, you start watching it. It's just the laws of nature, I suppose. So I've watched Extraction 2.
You can't change the laws of nature, Captain.
Aye. And we cannot pay. Cannot do it. Anyway, Justin would have said that properly, but I didn't. Extraction 2, and this is probably the reason why I decided, you know, Netflix is crap now. Any Netflix-based movie that I've watched in the last 6 months has been either mediocre or just not interesting enough to continue watching. So Extraction 1 I watched several months ago, and I decided, let's put on Extraction 2. And yeah, I decided after Extraction 2 to be... I'll be extracting myself from Netflix because it's not worth it. It's €15 a month, and it's €15 I could have in my pocket for PlayStation Plus Extra. So, yes, there was a bit of, you know, shock. Well, Ryan wasn't shocked because he said, oh, I just watch Netflix. But I have Disney Plus for the year, so I prefer, you know, the fact that you can do it for the year is good for me. And there's a lot more on Disney Plus now than there was 2 years ago. So, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in 4D, thanks to my friend Justin.
Yes.
Yes, excellent movie. I'm sure Ryan has gone off to see that James Bondy thing with that little fella in it.
That'll be Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible, yeah. He's gone off to see that now for 2.5 hours. And I also watched a documentary on Wham on Netflix, which was quite well done. It didn't seem, there was no animosity between the two lads when Wham broke up as much as the papers were wanting to believe differently.
They need a story, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So that was a lovely trip to my youth. When Careless Whisper came out is when I started working back in 1984. I do remember that bit. I was sweeping the floors and singing George Michael songs. But anyway, then we watched Taylor Swift, Miss America. Now, I'm not really down with the kids these days. Thank God. I don't know what's the, you know, who's the latest pop star. But apparently Taylor Swift is very popular with the young people. And it looked that way from all the stadiums she was filling out in America. And apparently she's coming here next year down the road to the Aviva Stadium. And I believe the tickets are over 120 quid each. Wow. Anyway.
So, Rachel will be getting a ticket then?
No, Rachel is 31. She's not into Taylor Swift. Unless she's getting one for the babby.
No, I was just... what was it she... she going to see Take That or Westlife or one of them? Not-
no, that was the Spice Girls. And Westlife as well, when they were popular, I suppose. When she was younger, she used to go to Westlife and all that. She went to see 50 Cent as well, which she said he didn't. He was crap, actually. But that's when he was over the hill a couple of years back, I suppose. So, yes, yeah, so I enjoyed watching a variety of different things. We also still watch our Schitt's Creek, which I've managed to get a hold of. The Schitt's Creek 6 seasons for Sandra when she's feeling nostalgia. Yeah. Because Schitt's Creek is on Netflix. So, yeah. So, anyway, there you go, Justin. A lot of variety and short and sweet and didn't explain anything about what I watched, but that's the way I am. So, Justin, what have you been watching?
Well, Colm, in the chronological order, as I know you tend to appreciate, most recently I have been watching Elemental.
Okay.
Which is the latest Disney Pixar movie.
Yes, I've seen this advertised.
Do you know what? It was good, mate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was quite a few chuckles had by myself. And, I mean, Ruth likes to shed a tear in most films, but I believe she was broken twice during that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Two very emotional moments hit her there. One of them got to me. I knew if I looked at her, I would see her crying and that she'd see that I wasn't completely straight-faced. So
yes.
But it was funny when the girls were in the car going, I hope that the main characters don't kiss. And yeah, there was a moment where they had to have their eyes covered.
Oh.
But the concept of the film is elements are sentient. So there's water beings, fire beings, earth and air beings. And so the air ones are effectively clouds.
Yeah.
Water's just blobs of water that can absorb themselves into water and, you know, go into glasses and through tight gaps and whatnot. The fire one can burn things and, like, make coal by burning up wood and stuff. And the story is around a girl who is being set up to take over her father's shop in Firetown and loses her temper in a fit of rage and causes the water pipes to kind of burst a little bit, and out pops a waterman who is a city inspector who effectively tries to shut them down for some violations, and they then have to spend the week trying to work out why they've got violations and try and save the store from getting shut down. That's the short version of it. But it's very good. Very good. The night before,
yeah,
I went to Cineworld's latest secret screening.
Oh.
So I didn't know what this was going to be. People were thinking, oh, well, it could be Barbie. It could be Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was the forthcoming film with Chinese actors in it called Joyride.
Okay, so is this like The Raid, but it's in cars instead of a terror block?
No.
All right.
This is for American Chinese women who go to China. One of them is a successful lawyer. She has to go to China to seal a deal with her client, which will then effectively get promoted. And she doesn't speak Chinese, so she takes across her Chinese best friend to interpret for her. But her best friend is a bit of a stoner, invites her cousin, and while they're out there, they meet the main character's college roommate, who happens to be a film star out there. And they, you know, kind of fluff the meeting a bit due to a slight miscommunication, should we say, in cultural differences. And then spend the rest of the movie trying to make things up. And I didn't know what to think. I'd seen the trailer. I must admit, I had moments in the trailer of thinking that does look like it has the potential to be funny.
Yeah.
And I certainly laughed quite a few times. I think if you were to try and like describe, is it a buddy movie? It's a bit like The Hangover, but with women.
Okay.
You know, so there's some particularly gross stuff. At one point they try and get into, I think they have to try and get into Korea, and they, South Korea, they don't have their passports, so they dress up and pretend to be K-pop stars.
Okay.
That's one of the clips from the trailer. And it inevitably has some hilarious moments to it.
Okay. Is it a Justin recommendation?
I think it's definitely not going to be for everyone, but I did have quite a few laughs.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay, that's good.
Next on the telly box, I have been watching, we're up to episode 3 of Marvel's Secret Invasion.
Okay.
So this one being around Nick Fury, and he has returned to Earth from not being on Earth. And it's kind of a follow-up to Captain Marvel, so presumably this is going to lead into the next Captain Marvel movie, I guess.
Yeah.
But in Captain Marvel, you saw that the Skrulls had arrived on the planet and they could shapeshift and take the faces and characteristics and voices of people from Earth. Well, it suggests that they've been doing that quite mainstream for the last 20 years, and there's, you know, millions of them on Earth at the moment, pretending to be human. So they have done a secret invasion as taking over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm sure at some point there's going to be something big and sinister is going to happen.
Of course.
So far, all we've had is the death of certainly the apparent death of a major recurring character.
Okay.
And the last movie that I'm going to talk about is The Flash.
Okay.
So, The Flash is okay. It's not brilliant. I mean, it gets to the point where, like, the film was shrouded in controversy with Ezra Miller before release due to all the hijinks and law-breaking that was happening. But it seems like they've kind of gone, oh yes, well, these people had super suits in the Justice League movie, so they better have their own super suits in this movie, but they look worse.
Okay. Instead of better.
Instead of better. Yeah. And you know, the whole reason why Michael Keaton is in it is because Flash decides that he can go back in time and prevent a life-changing event in his past.
Yeah.
But by doing so, butterfly effect, he has caused numerous other things to not happen or to be different. And they don't really have Batman as we know him. So they go to Wayne Manor, and they find Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne, who effectively tries to say, you know, oh, look, it's a multiverse, and there are certain things that happen in every universe, and they're, you know, obligatory events. They have to happen. You can't stop them.
Yeah.
But because you've changed one, you've changed the future, but you've also changed the past. It doesn't just, like, create an alternate timeline. It creates an alternate past timeline.
Right.
And, you know, when the Avengers did this, they basically went, yeah, it doesn't work like Back to the Future.
No.
In this one, they make a point of saying Back to the Future has been changed to the fact that Eric Stoltz remained playing Marty McFly throughout the whole movie.
Okay.
Because that's one of the topics of conversation, where he says, oh, you know, Back to the Future. Yeah, I loved Eric Stoltz in that movie. What are you on about? It's Michael J. Fox. It's like, then why have I got a tattoo of Eric Stoltz on my leg?
Okay.
And then, obviously, Kal-El is Superman, is not around. They have Supergirl, Kara Zor-El, who, based off previous movies, like the Supergirl movie and whatnot, she was sent to Earth as well as Clark Kent or Kal-El, but her pod was faster, so she's supposed to have arrived first.
Right.
Or his was faster. I don't know. One way or another, they arrived at different times. I can't remember which one. But in this movie, Zod intercepts Kal-El and stops him. So you haven't got Superman, you've only got Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it's definitely a different timeline. And then it gets back, inevitably, to trying to fix it all, gets back to current day. And if you watch Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, there was a moment at the end of that where it's like, well, maybe it's not quite as normal as it should be.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a very clear change to a certain character. Well, in this one, there's a very clear change to a certain character.
Right.
I'm going to put this into perspective. At one point, because they decide, no, you've got to fix the interchangeable event that you keep breaking.
Yeah.
They show all the universes collapsing in on themselves. So, in the press, they kind of acknowledged that there was some bad CGI, and they even said that they had done it on purpose. And, I mean, God, it looks bad.
Okay.
In places.
Right. Just in certain places or throughout the whole movie?
In certain places that they keep going back to over and over again.
Ah, right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Does it spoil the experience of the movie?
I don't think it does. It kind of kills the momentum toward the end. But
yeah, okay.
I guess you're not supposed to see one of the twists coming, but it becomes obvious very quickly.
Yeah.
Who a certain person is. But
fair enough.
But the twist at the very end, that was surprising.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think DC should continue working on trying to do a multiverse, although they, you know, seemingly about to reboot it again anyway. But there is a post-credit sequence with another Justice League movie star.
Right. Okay, so basically this is DC's version of a multiverse, basically. Yeah. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
And
so it's centred around one selfish person, yeah.
Judging by the amount of money it took in the first weekend, I don't think they will be continuing with this. I don't think it did very well at the box office.
No,
did it?
No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, that's that. So,
excellent.
Next, we will move on to some listener comments. And unsurprisingly, Dan Ragnar at Justin_Knowles did reply to my potential baiting. No, he quite rightly says, no offence taken at Onyx6 for the Sega pronunciation, as you were technically correct. I think you'll find that being technically correct is the best form of being correct.
Yeah.
The boot up sound is Sega, but the console name is Sega.
Well, it's good to know that Justin is, Darren Ragnar is still listening to the podcast. That's, yes. That's a good thing.
Yes.
I suppose.
And is still on Twitter.
Yes.
We miss you, everyone that's left Twitter. You can still email us.
Of course you can.
We also had Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77, another fantastic show from these beautiful people at Last Imploded. I mean...
Thank you.
If you want to call us beautiful, I'm not going to... I shall humbly accept your judgment of me.
Of course.
I'm not sure everyone would call us beautiful, but thank you very much for the kind words.
We don't even call ourselves beautiful, but there you go. If everybody else wants to call ourselves beautiful, that's fine with me. And you know what? Some of these sex icons don't consider themselves icons of sexuality. So, you know, maybe we are in a different dimension. Sex icons, I mean.
There was, when I used to work in the opticians, there was a salesman who one time was trying to say that a particular spectacle frame was supposed to be a unisex type, but he forgot the word and he said it's multisexual.
Multisexual?
Well, in this day and age, I'm sure that it won't be long before that becomes a thing.
I'm sure.
So, question of the fortnight. Justin and Colm will be recording on Monday and would like to know if there is a film that you've not been interested in watching initially, but the film went on to really impress you. What was this movie and why? I don't know why that voice came out there, but there we are.
Very good, Justin.
It's done.
You're still hitting the high notes of more than three replies, so that's good. Long may it continue. Last week's one was more active than, or 2 weeks ago was more active than this one, I think. Was it not?
Well, why don't you lead us off then?
So, Tony at _Wickerman73_, these, The Lovely Bones, The Fourth Kind, Gilbert Grape and Jewel. What's eating Gilbert Grape obviously couldn't be arsed changing the pick.
Yeah, because I think he had a foreign...
He did, he had Gilbert. He had four pictures, and then I just typed in the description of the four pictures.
You're a fan of Jewel, aren't you?
Yes, I have it up in my collection up there. It was one of them movies I went to see many years ago in the school cine club we used to have after school. Yes, I remember that.
And it didn't put you off driving?
No. No, it didn't.
Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, Leonardo DiCaprio is fantastic in Gilbert Grape. Brilliant movie.
To which Tony replied, yeah, he was. Totally agree.
Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, for his own response, On Golden Pond stands out for me. Saw it on Sunday afternoon TV when I was quite young. I wouldn't class it as a young person's movie, but I loved it.
Nice. Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon, at Tim Paulin, replied to Dave, I hated On Golden Pond when I was a kid. Now I think it's a classic. Henry Fonda reminds me of my dad. Smiley face. Ah. Oh.
Thank you for your submissions, guys. Paul W. at just_wandering_ says, Guardians of the Galaxy. Watched it on a long-distance plane journey. With me not being a big fan of superhero-type movies, but having nothing left to watch. But what a surprise. It turned out to be a fantastic film. Great humour and storyline. I mean, certainly, when I was in Swindon, when we had our little group of cinema-goers in our office, the lady that went on to become my boss, she... wasn't a Marvel fan, but she came along to see Guardians, and she has now been to see every Guardians movie.
Cool.
You know, because yeah, she does the thing of, I like Rocket.
Yeah. Trillion Penguin, PIHC at Bouncy Cynic, No Time to Die. I'm far from a Bond fan, but I really enjoyed it. Even got a bit teary. Nothing unusual for there. Yes, I am a big fan of Craig.
As in Daniel.
Daniel, yes. Not Craig Davids.
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
So Craig sorry. David. That's why I went and stopped at Craig, because I forgot. Anyway.
I mean, to be fair, Ruth did hear, she said several times over the course of the weekend, I can't think of a good answer for your question of the week. I was like, you can, because you've already told me. You said Bond. And she went, oh, yeah. And then last night, I can't think of what I was going to say. I was like, you see, you were going to put in Bond.
Excellent.
And yes, repeating what I said earlier about her being a bit emotional watching movies. I don't know why I take her to the cinema. Mind you, she didn't cry in Spider-Man.
Oh, that's good. She was too terrified to cry.
She was too busy with it, looking at you going, Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon, at Tim Paulin says, for me, it was in Bruges. My date wanted to see it. I left as a huge Brendan Gleeson fan. He went on to say, now that I think about it, she also made me watch Rent against my will. No idea why it didn't work out.
Oh, dear.
I think I watched In Bruges after going to visit Bruges.
Oh, okay.
Because a few years back, I decided to, on a whim, I knew somebody who lived in Brussels, so I was like, oh, can I just get on the Eurostar and come visit you for a week? And spent a day in Bruges. And
yeah, nice.
It's very, very claustrophobic. Like, it's just Brussels. It's a real, no, Bruges. Yeah. It's a very, very small town with a,
all right,
with a, like a river running through the middle of it.
Okay.
Hmm. Anyway, that was our responses to this question of the fortnight. So, Mr. Colley, you have your podcast mentions.
Yes, I'd like to mention Game Burst, 60 Minutes With, Heroes Out, and Laps Gamer Radio.
Thank you very much. You can indeed mention them.
Thank you. It's very hot and sticky over here, Justin. It's been raining for the last couple of days, and it's humid and hot and sticky.
It has been hot and sticky here too, so much so that it would in fact be quite welcome to have a cold shower.
Yes, I have a cold shower.
I had one this morning. It was lovely.
Good, yeah.
But until I turned the heat on and I thought, that's even better.
No, I had a cold shower. I just have a cold shower in the summer times.
There's a difference between a freezing cold shower and a shower with not much heat.
There's no heat in my shower in the summer times.
When the weather is high.
Exactly.
Ruth has been getting disgusted recently at hearing the words for all these old songs.
Oh, yes.
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Oh, God, Jesus.
And then, and then her mum was like doing the young girl, get out of my mind. Our love is just out of time. It's like, yeah, because that's on about the girl is not old enough for the age of consent.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, okay. I wonder what these songs would be like, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, in another 50 years' time. Would they be appropriate?
Who knows?
I wonder. Who knows? Yes.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it up there because I'm starting to waffle and drift, and Colm is quite tired. So.
It's sweaty.
Yeah, lovely.
Sorry.
We'll be back in approximately 2 weeks in your ears. Well, in fact, it should be 2 weeks, assuming that I actually get my finger out and upload the podcast the day I'm supposed to, not the following morning when I wake up and go, oh, I didn't upload the podcast after I did all the editing and everything. not admitting to anything this week, but I'm glad you didn't send me a message at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning going, Justin, why isn't the podcast online? Because it was by 9 o'clock.
Well, you're lucky because Noel was off this week, so he didn't get to listen to it. So he'll be listening to it next week or tomorrow when he goes back to work. He said, lovely. I didn't get to listen to your podcast. So he would have been on to me Tuesday morning and saying, where's the podcast? So, you know, that's how I find it.
So assuming that I do my job properly, we will be online on Monday night. And then we'll be probably recording the following week. So,
yes.
Until then, where can people get hold of you should they wish to hear more column?
At MultiPlatman on Twitter and twitch.tv/solemn67 most mornings from 7 to 8, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I tend not to wake up until like 20 to 8 at the earliest, so this is why I don't join in your streams. Unfortunately.
That's okay, Justin.
I would like to.
It's okay.
Like my sleep more.
Of course you do, and I understand that too, totally.
Which makes it ironic, because when you came here, you slept all morning. So, if people want to message the show...
Where can people find you?
Well, if people want to message the show, they can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com, especially if they've left Twitter. If they haven't, and they still use Twitter, then they can tweet @lastsaveloaded. If you would like to follow me, it's @onya6. And that remains to be all we need to do until we are back in your ears. All that's left is for me to say it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I just had to turn my microphone down a little bit there. Are you good?
I'm great, yes.
I'll explain what I mean by that. my new Blood Bowl League, the second one that I've joined, they've started doing streaming of one of their tables. So they do live streams when people's there, but they as yet don't have any microphone, and like some of the community that have tried watching have just gone, oh yeah, well, it'd be so much better if your players were mic'd up. So last week I went, oh well, I don't need my mic for a few days, I'll take it into the shop and you can test it. And then I realised on Sunday they don't open on Monday, so I need to go and get it back. So I realised this on Saturday, drove up there, got there 6:20, they shut at 6, so I had to go back again Sunday morning, got it back, plugged it in, didn't realise that the mic gain was really high and the volume on the front was really high. So when it just rang in my ears, it was like, doo, 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 doo. Oh, that's a bit louder than I want to hear Colin in my ears.
Yeah.
I like a nice sultry voice.
Oh, yeah. Now, I can understand where Root was probably saying extra, because I'm playing, as you know, I'm playing Yakuza Like a Dragon, but I actually have the disc version.
Then
I was having a look to see how much extra would cost me to get the extra. And it's only £24.
You don't really need to worry about looking into things like that, do you, Colin?
Because I just thought. Because you don't play, you can't play in a Tourzy now. I thought like it would have been nice, but if I had known in advance, I probably would have been able to source something out. So maybe Monday.
But you don't need to worry about paying for an extra subscription or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's life changing events coming up.
Is there? Okay, whatever you say, Justin. Is Armageddon coming or something?
Well, look at their calendar and look.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I get what he's talking about now.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Whatever you say. I just thought. I hope Ruth did think I was being rude by not saying I don't have it, but no, she actually doesn't have it.
Oh. And then she suddenly went, oh, of course he account shares with Niall, doesn't he? So maybe it's Niall's plus or that you can't use or something.
No, well. I'm actually, this time around, I've got the plus and he's sharing with me. But before he had the PS Plus extra because last year he had the PS Plus extra, but now I just have the PS Plus. So he shares with me now and then next year it'll be his turn to get the PS Plus. So then he'll get it and I'll share with him.
Yeah, fair enough.
But the trouble with that is any of my PS Plus games that I had when I was on PS Plus, I can get. But because he hasn't officially got PS Plus now, he cannot play any of his games on his PS Plus when he had it, but he can play my ones. So yeah, it's technically a pain, but
yeah.
So
we definitely have situations where I think if Ruth comes here, she can't play games on her profile unless they're disc games. But yeah, she goes home because that's listed as the primary console.
Yeah.
Because it's the digital one. It'll allow her to play anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sharing is caring.
Indeed. So, thank you for nudging me and saying you could be there earlier. Thank you for doing the show notes.
I was trying to put them in the order that they were, but on my Twitter it just says 8 hours ago, 12 hours ago, and then it gives you a date. If it's anything further than 24 hours, it just gives you a date. So I just try to go with the furthest date at the end and the nearest date. No, the furthest date. Oh yeah, I did it wrong. I should have said the furthest date was first and the that's why I think Trillium was the first one to put a comment
in. I think she was one of the last ones because she said.
Oh, was she? Okay.
No longer nice and convenient, everything on the screen at the same time. Ow.
Ow.
Yeah. I just backhanded the desk.
Oh, dear. Bruising.
No, it actually sounded worse than it was.
Okay, that's good.
You know when you just kind of like rubbing your eye or something and then you let go of your arm and drop it back down again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The arm was above the desk.
Yes. Yes, yes, that happens.
Yeah. I was trying to do some yesterday and for whatever reason I didn't have one eye working. Like I think I had an eye closed or something like that.
Yeah.
And, one of Ruth's friends, when she was a fair bit younger, lost the sight in one eye.
Okay.
And, you know, I've only ever known her as she is now.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, God, how weird must it have been for her to judge distances? Because whatever was happening, I think I went to kind of boop Ruth on the nose and I completely misjudged the depth and nearly poked her eye out.
Wow, okay.
So, fair play if you can relearn depth perception.
Oh, yeah, gee, yeah.
Yeah.